So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons on day two, post-mortem, the death of the Patriots' winning streak at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. And our guy Ted Johnson in the house. What's up, Ted?
How we doing, guys?
We're kind of sifting through a loss. It's been a while since we've had to do this.
There's probably more to get to in this game than any game all season long.
I will say, after you and I had to post-game show it, and then go through the whole Monday with two player interviews, a lot of fan reactions and all. I was looking forward to Fresh Perspective Tuesday with Schlereth, Hoyer, and, of course, the breakdown from Ted, just to see, not for validation or for retribution, rather just to sort of like, you know, get an idea from people literally who were in the trenches, you know, what this was all about and how it went down.
So we'll stick around till 3:30, Ted Talk. We'll get all the thoughts from Ted Johnson on the really good first half and the really bad second half and the loss and where everything stands with the offense, the defense, coaching, et al. But it is 3 o'clock, and that means it's time for our three-point stances.
319!
319!
319!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good.
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores. Ties it 3-3.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or what did you say, Andy? You have a pocket-sized Bronco in your pocket?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. I don't know.
That's okay. You got to get Glassman either way. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777.
We're talking to Schlereth, gives you a little Bronco in your pocket?
No, he was saying, he kept saying we, and then he acknowledged, yes, I got a little mouse in my pocket when I'm talking about the Broncos, but it went sideways.
He's only been retired for 20 years. and by the way, Fitzy, I've been around longer than Kern. I came in 95. Kern came in 97.
Oh, okay. I thought he predates you, too.
I predate TC, actually, believe it or not.
Brag.
That's how old I am.
You don't look it.
Not
no,
sure. That's
absolutely.
Brag, but, yeah, that's just to clarify that. No problem.
Okay.
Ted Johnson, aging like a fine wine. Oh, and we have you. Three hosts, one of which is Ted Johnson, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So I want to revisit something we talked about actually just last week. Ted Johnson brought up a question. Would you rather have one number one receiver or four good receivers? He was referencing some stats and grading from Pro Football Focus, four guys in the top 50. And last week I said I want number one. I want a go-to guy. And this game only strengthened my desire to have a true number one option on the Patriots offense for Drake May to go to when he needs it most. You saw that late in the game. I thought, you know, the receivers were struggling to uncover, get open. There was some man. There was some zone blitzes. There were some different things. He needed a playmaker, and none of those guys stood up. If anything, his go-to guy at times, Hunter Henry, had a key drop that cost him in the game. So you look at some of the great Patriots teams. Let's go back to that AFC title game, right, Fitzy, in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. It was on the line, and where did Tom Brady go? He went to a double-covered Julian Edelman, and he went to Rob Gronkowski. But even back in 2001, people sometimes forget Troy Brown caught 100 passes for the 2001 Patriots, double anybody else on the roster. He was the number one. He was a Pro Bowler. He was the go-to guy. Drake May is great. This receiving core has been fun, better than we expected. But on the to-do list is to get Drake May that true number one option, so when the game is on the line, we know where he's going.
Now, who's that number one going to be? Will it be via a trade? Will it be free agent? Will it be via the draft? I tend to think it comes in the form of a trade this offseason. I still believe, not that I'm one who wants to upset the apple cart, especially with his wife who just delivered a baby for them, delivering great vibes and presence last night at Gillette Stadium. But I think if given the chance and A.J. Brown presents himself, Mike Vrabel will say thank you for everything you did this year, Steph Diggs, and in comes the new number one.
We got plenty of time for that. That's oh, down yeah. the road. But oh, I'd yeah. say right now, you know, what I'm seeing is Steph Diggs, he's getting double teamed a lot.
Yeah.
A lot on third down and in the red zone where, you know, teams like to go to their number one guy theoretically. And I think he is clearly. I don't think teams are playing as much zone because that was the coverage that they were getting him free opening as his zone. So they're not playing as much zone, they're playing more man. So those are a couple reasons why I think you're seeing Steph Diggs get quieted down a little bit. They are making sure he does not catch the ball in critical situations.
And I think we're seeing the point we made this year. Is he a number one or their number one at this point in his career with his age and the wear and tear and the ACL? He's their number one, but he's not necessarily still a true all-pro number one.
And you know what? Look, everybody forgets. Everybody talks about how bad that defense is for Buffalo. They still have the number one ranked passing defense.
Right.
Okay, yeah, their run defense is not very good, but their pass defense is the best in the NFL. So, you know, the passing game has been pretty good all season long.
Yep.
Right? So to all of a sudden think that they can't pass the ball anymore, well, they ran into a buzzsaw with that secondary. And I think teams are kind of starting to somewhat figure out maybe the best way to defend Drake May. Case in point, on that third, there was a third down and seven on there. I think it was their second series of the second half where he got sacked. They blitzed him. They played a little zone blitz. They played zone behind him, which I hadn't seen a team really do. And that confused Drake. He held the ball. They sacked him. So you're going to probably see teams starting to do. We've seen them throw everything at Drake except for the zone blitz. The Bills did a little zone blitz, and that seemed to affect him. And my guess is you'll see more teams do that. Drake's shown that he can figure things out and correct them and to move forward.
Well, they went into man, right, like you're saying, Ted, later in the game, and nobody was able to uncover. Were you a little surprised Buffalo was as effective with their pass coverage on the Patriots, given that their hottest corner was out for the game?
You know what? I think they just had a good plan. I think they, you know, when they saw formations where the Patriots like to put two and three guys, bunch formations, they call them, or stack formations, the Patriots have really gotten free when teams play them man-to-man. I think they just went zone in those situations, and when they were spread, they went man-to-man. And so they just had a really good game plan. I also say this, Buffalo's the best at disguising their coverages. If you notice, the Patriots, a lot of times, they would start out, they'd line up on the line of scrimmage and empty, and then they'd motion them back into the backfield, and then they wanted to see how the defense reacted.
Right.
So a lot of times when they would do that, that's an indicator when the linebacker goes out on the running back, to the quarterback, oh, that's man-to-man because they sent a linebacker out with the running back who was displaced. Let's right. motion him in. Now the linebacker comes inside the box. Drake is still thinking it's man-to-man, yet they change it to a zone. So they make you think it's pre-snap, it's one coverage, post-snap, it's something totally different. A lot of teams have not done that. That's advanced stuff. That's Belichick stuff that we used to do that gave quarterbacks the fits. And I think Drake's seen that for the first time, and that's partly why he had the performance he had.
And that's a classic Josh McDaniels, Tom Brady over the years. They always did the motion, trying to give Tom a little information pre-snap. And, yeah, so we're going to see where this goes, and I do think Drake has shown he bounces back, and he learns quickly. And I think Josh has shown he can learn and bounce back quickly. But I do stand by, I'm not saying it has to be a wide receiver either. We saw for years, it doesn't have to be Justin Jefferson, somebody said on the text line. Go get Justin Jefferson. He's unhappy in Minnesota. Jamar Chase. It can be a slot receiver. It can be a tight end. You know, obviously it's Gronk here. It's Kelce in Kansas City.
Look what Jacoby Myers has done so quickly down in Jacksonville, Andy.
It can change everything when the quarterback, when it hits the fan, has just a guy that he's willing to go to. If the guy's double covered, yeah, I'm going. Hell, you saw it with Ben Coates and Drew Bledsoe, right? When Drew was in trouble, I'm pretty sure he was throwing to Ben Coates. He felt pretty confident in Ben Coates to the point where he got Ben Coates killed because he was getting hit by everybody from all angles. That, and you're right, it's in the offseason. That's still a to-do list.
They certainly
item.
Do not have a guy that can beat double coverage.
Right, right.
And that's a true number one, is able to beat double coverage. And they haven't had one. They haven't really needed one with the schedule they're playing, but now the teams get tougher, and so it's going to be highlighted even more.
Yep. Yeah, playoff. I think that was playoff football at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, essentially. That was a playoff game in December, and now you're going to play playoff games in January. See how you learn from this and how you're ready for that when it comes.
And Justin, out there in Minnesota, blink twice if you're being held against your will, because that looks miserable, and New England will certainly take you off their hands. Okay.
Well, can you imagine, just real quick, if A.J. Brown, Jamar Chase, and Justin Jefferson were all available this offseason? Like, we're playing radio and who knows where it goes, but if Justin Jefferson's miserable with J.J. McCarthy, and we all know if Joe Burrow goes, I think Jamar Chase is going to follow him right out of Cincy, and then A.J. Brown, I mean, at some point he's getting traded by Philly.
Well, we're kind of reaching a little bit of the changing of the guards, potentially, where you could argue that Kansas City's current window is closing and they're going to have to retool. Buffalo, are they still, you still believe they're Super Bowl contenders, and I do too, but if you miss it again, then what happens? There are some teams that have been in that, the Bengals as well, who have been right there, AFC championship game, stuff like that. There are teams that kind of have to go, you know, we might need to take a little bit of a step back to take a step forward, as Denver's now prevalent and New England's prevalent again. So there could be some interesting decisions that are
very
made.
Well, should be the Chiefs next year. Also considering that they're 40 or 43, 44 million over the cap next year, like, that team is in financial and roster, not to mention quarterback duress. So there's one team that may have to do exactly what you were talking about, Dan. But man, just imagine, even if any of those guys don't become available, the teams that are going to throw absolutely absurd money at a guy like George Pickens, should he become available, thinking that he's the answer to their number one guy problem.
Ooh, I can't wait to see some team fall for that trap. Goodness gracious.
Yep.
Nobody loves to get their cardio in more than George Pickens the last couple weeks. Okay, we'll put a pin in that one. Fitzy, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's talk some baseball and or lack thereof.
Oh, let's do that in 60 miserable seconds. Go ahead.
All right. I share with you guys a tweet from one of our colleagues, our pal Boston Sports Gordo, who just an hour ago put out, the Red Sox are now the only team in Major League Baseball to have not signed a big league free agent this offseason. This coming off of a tweet from Robert Murray, free agent pitcher Foster Griffin and the Washington Nationals are in agreement on a 1-year, $5.5 million contract, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. Sox, only team in Major League Baseball to have not signed a big league free agent this offseason, let alone a free agent of grand significance. I'm just going to go ahead and now officially put my hands up and say, I don't get it. I don't understand exactly what the plan is this offseason, and I don't think I'm alone. Not just in our studio or at our radio station, not just as a member of Red Sox Nation, just in general, as a baseball person. I have no idea what the Red Sox plan is this offseason. We're getting words from connected superfans like Jared Carabas that not feeling super great about Alex Bregman's return, and he and Bregman are personal friends. They don't seem to be interested in Bo Bichette. They didn't sign my guy Pete Alonso, who went to Baltimore when he could have answered a very simple problem. They're acquiring pitchers no one has heard of before, swapping pitchers in the midnight hour. I got to be honest. I have no idea what the plan is right now. If someone could help me, that would be great.
Never wrong, just early.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Like grabbing value, strong feel. Like if a guy just recently had Tommy John surgery, his agent probably has already been on the phone with Craig Breslow because the Red Sox love collecting distressed pitching assets, especially from the left-hand side. And Andy, they're swapping pitchers and people this guy might be able to contribute sooner, but they gave up a guy in Paralis, I believe it is, who had higher upside. I have no idea what the plan is this offseason.
Oh, no.
Don't.
They've told you what the plan is.
Yeah, they're just not executing it.
They're doing player swaps. They're not doing long-term deals.
Oh, yeah, that.
It's 1-year windows. I don't know if any of you guys listen to Bradfoe. He was in on Friday night with Mago and John Lyons. I couldn't believe what was coming out of his mouth. I mean, his back's got to be killing him from carrying that heavy water. It was, I don't know. He had to go see a chiropractor because it was unbelievable what he was saying. Basically, they just look at 1-year deals. They're going to try and just get 1-year deals. They don't believe in long-term deals anymore. Player swaps is going to be their new philosophy. They're telling you exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, but this
they're not executing it, but they're not doing any more long-term deals, guys. So don't expect to get any more superstars in here.
The first thing they told us they were going to do was two bats and a number two starter. Mm-hmm. And that feels like forever ago because we haven't even come close to two bats and a number two starter. Now it feels like they've pivoted, I'll use that word everybody talks about, to what you're talking about. And I hate this second plan. 1-year deals? What the hell is that all about? That's not the way the business works.
But a lot of these teams aren't willing to trade. They're good players.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. That's weird how that works.
As you know.
And, these can't do like radio trades. Well, I'll give you my three worst players and you give me your good player. Like, this has been, maybe we're following it more closely because they hooked us last year. This has been infuriating
last year, Andy.
This is the most infuriating season because I never thought they were getting Juan Soto, really. I might have kind of gotten lured in a little bit, same way I got lured into Mike Tyson beating Paul, but I didn't really believe it. This year, I believed it. Oh, they're going to build on the playoffs, and yet they've done nothing to build on the playoffs. If anything, they've taken a step back from the playoffs. So it's been infuriating, and it's only December.
And ticket prices are going up.
You shouldn't. That's not your business, Brezbot. Look, Andy, yeah. Ted, sure, they're doing the 1-year deals. They're going value adds, player swaps. It just puts so much. And they're one of the younger teams in baseball, a team that I thought they'd want to continue to add to with a couple of high-priced veteran free agents that would show the kids how to get it done, be their backbone as the Myers and the Abreus and especially Roman Anthony's develop. And instead, they're just putting together like a rogue squadron of, low investment, high value potential, high upside potentially players that I feel like puts more pressure on the Abreus, the Rafaelas, the Anthonys, and the Myers to be studs right away, as opposed to, I don't know, like, not everyone's going to be Drake May overnight, guys. Like, it may take time to become a stud in the majors.
So you guys are surprised? You're hoping they'd, Max, you know, kind of capitalize on that?
Oh,
on that momentum?
You thought? Yeah, I actually did. I believe.
Go ahead, Stiz.
Oh, no. Here it comes. Yep. Frickin' football again from frickin' Lucy. Screw Lucy.
Sucker.
Yep.
Yeah, man. That's it. It's.
I bought it. I effed up. I trusted him. Trusted their words. Breslow told me what he was going to do, and I believed him.
So much evidence to why you should have believed him, too, this offseason. So I give you credit for that. But, yeah, the most recent player swap that I saw being rumored is Jaron Duran for Cole Reagans out in Kansas City.
Oh, I'll take that one.
The only issue is that Jaron Duran is not nearly as good as Cole Reagans is.
That's what I was wondering. That's why I'll take that swap.
So that's the thing. Unless you can
sucker.
Wouldn't
that cost Tolley as well, Dan?
Well, there's the point. Yes, it should if you're actually making a good baseball deal, but you're just going to try to outsmart and sucker everybody into making a deal that you win every time. It's not how any of this works, unfortunately. It's not how any of this works, and the Red Sox are learning that right now. By the way, the trade that they made yesterday was Breslow's ninth since the end of the regular season, or the end of the season, I should say. He's made nine trades, and I don't think Red Sox Nation collectively has felt any worse than they do right now.
Yeah, that feels like a very active, productive offseason. Nine trades.
Right, and you'd recognize three of the guys, maybe?
Giving me too much credit, I'd recognize one, maybe?
I'd recognize Sonny Gray, and even yes! That might be a stretch because he played for the Yankees for a couple years. Okay, yes, that was as depressing as I was hoping for. Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
60 seconds of the theme song starts right now.
All right, here we go. One of the big things talked about after the game, especially from Steph Diggs, just listen to what he had to say after that kind of heartbreaking loss.
I mean, it's been a while since we lost. You never know. We probably needed it.
So he said he probably needed it. There's lessons to be learned, and you know what? I tend to agree. I saw the tonality of everybody after that game. I wasn't too upset with that game. I don't like giving up a 21-point lead. However, I still think you can learn from these, from games like this. I've had games where I have lost, but there was a huge learning from that loss, particularly that 2001 game against the Rams in the regular season. We saw how that turned out. So I want people to understand the lesson to be learned for this team in this loss is to finish the race. Go ahead, Stiz.
Here comes Secretariat to the wire.
Secretariat to the wire. 1971. 31. Links that he won that race. Finish the race. The Patriots are 30th in points in the fourth quarter. They only score 4.9 points on average in the fourth quarter. They are second in second half points. So this team not very good scoring points in the second half. And dating back to last year, Drake May is 1-7 in games in which he is behind going into the fourth quarter. The lesson here is just learn that you got to finish games. You got to step on their throat in the second half and stop pulling off the gas. This team's, I think a lot of the problems were exploited, particularly in that second half, but they got to get a killer instinct in the second half. They're a front-running team right now, and that is a phrase that Vrabel can't stand. Front-running team, and they're not designed to be a front-running team. You know who was designed to be a front-running team back in the day? The Colts. Mm-hmm. The Colts, they score a bunch of points, and then they have Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney go out there and get after your quarterback because they knew that they were going to be dropping back in passes. This team doesn't have pass rushers to do that. So if you're going to be a front-running team, you got to have the pass rush to match your offensive firepower. They don't, and you saw what happened in this last game.
Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable.
31 links. Finish the race, guys. That's the lesson to take away from this game.
So we haven't been wrong in basically for a couple of weeks because I know we had discussed that as much previously, Ted, even though they won 10 straight games in a row, which cannot be denied or underappreciated, the fact that they didn't seem to have like a finishing move or that killer instinct late in games. Is that sort of what you're intimating to?
Yeah, absolutely. I just, you know, and you know, part of it. And look, I thought it's funny how this can work in the same game, but it happens. You know, Drake May didn't play a very good game in the first game against Buffalo in the first half. In the second half, he was perfect. Josh McDaniels, brilliant first half. Brilliant first half. Second half, I don't know, 18 plays, 15 of them were passes, 3 runs. There was a little bit of panic in the play calling where it's almost like you were behind by 2 scores as opposed to up by 2 scores. So I almost thought, you know, you could have maybe had a little bit more balance in the second half. But don't get it twisted. I got someone else to blame really for that loss, and it's not on the offensive side. So
we're going to get some of that up next.
We'll get to that. But that's
a Ted tease.
Just real quick, though, the killer instinct that you're looking for. How do you create that? Who's on the hook to create that? Vrabel, the quarterback, the coaches, the veterans, who?
It's definitely the veterans.
Yep.
But the quarterback is number one. And how do you get that? You got to do it once so you believe that you can do it. If you've never done it before, then it's hard to, you know, think that you can do it. So you got to execute maybe your 2 minute better. The 2 minute, it's been great before half, but not so much at the end of the game, right? So the 2 minute operation is, to me, it's one of their better operations, except at the end of the game.
Right. All right, that's going to do it for the 3-point stances today. But up next, more of that. Ted just teased it. Where does he place the blame, the criticism for the failures on Sunday, and all the various ways that they built a big lead and then blew a big lead? That's up next in a TED Talk here on WEEI Afternoons.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.